what you have to get used to is the sounds around you, the keys jangling, the very fact that you can hear noises, but you can't do anything because you can't go out of your cell. And then you've got to get used to certain things, like there's what they call a roll check at certain times of the day, and that's just before breakfast, just before lunch, just before tea time, and then again around about 7 o'clock at night. So you have to be out of your room and down the stairs so they can head count how many people are in. So it's a different way of life, really. You've got to make sure you've got your blue plastic mug, your blue plastic plates, your blue plastic bowl, and your plastic knife and fork. You've got to keep those safe in case they get nicked.
I mean, that you learn that over time. I'm sure it's explained to you, and then you learn how to deal with that. But I'm intrigued by that 10 seconds. Do you know what I mean? When the day has just come to an end, you're in your cell, it's the first time they've shut the door, and that's it. It's you and your thoughts.
Well, like I say, it's very frightening because, you know, you've got to share. You might be sharing with one person or three others. It's just the luck of the draw. You're locked in. What you're normally used to is getting up and going out. You just can't do that. You know, they lock you in, and then it's just, well, I don't know when they're going to open the doors again. It's getting used to that regime.
And are you alone at that moment?
It doesn't matter if anybody's in the room with you, but yes, you're certainly alone because it's so alien. The atmosphere's environment is so alien.
If you were able to, what advice, for example, would you give to Vicky Price?
Well, it's very difficult for me to say, really.
But you have similarities, don't you? And I don't wish to diminish anybody else in this, but we're not talking about a lady with hate tattooed on one hand and love on the other and has been, you know, been running a life that punishment in prison was a sort of risk of her life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a woman who's fallen from a great height, an educated woman, an articulate woman, and she's now in the same place as a drug dealer, a prostitute and all the other things. And I wish not to diminish those individuals with that, but they are different people.
Of course. I was actually sharing a room with a person that was in for manslaughter. I shared a room with somebody that was trying to rattle, what they call rattling, was trying to come off drugs. The best way you could is try and just go with it. You just have to conform and be, certainly with the officers, you just be as pleasant and do as you're told, basically. That's the only way you can get through it.